gosh, we are recording a Caffeinated Christians podcast.
Finally.
After literally 2 months of not doing one.
More like 2 years. More like it feels like two years.
Millennia.
It feels like literally forever. Yeah, it is freezing.
I can't feel my fingers.
During the snowpocalypse here in Tennessee. And so we've been stuck with all this
snow.
And it's snowing right now. We've been stuck with snow for like 5 days now.
Yeah.
Right?
It's like Michigan snow.
Yeah, bro. What the freak? So we've not really left the house a whole ton. But it's freezing in our house. I'm sitting here with two pairs of pants on and I'm gripping my coffee mug because it's the only source of heat right now. Holly is freezing. She's wrapped in a blanket.
Gracie's just chilling. I'm just chill.
Gracie's sitting on my hands and my fingers are making my butt cold. You're welcome for that information.
Yeah. But we wanted to briefly update you guys because it has been 2 months since we have posted a podcast. And the Lord's been doing a whole lot. I think the past 2 months he's been showing up, showing thanks, and you know, wanted to also give you guys reasons as to why we haven't uploaded in 2 months, because we kind of were uploading consistently and then we were inconsistent for a minute and then we just kind of stopped and we're ghosting y'all. So this is us returning. Yay!
I'm not a ghost anymore.
We're not ghosts.
So, it all began with COVID.
Oh, yeah.
We got COVID.
December was a crazy month for us because we had families in, like, back-to-back for 2 weeks in a row. And it was, like, you know, end-of-year busyness that everyone feels of just the holidays and finals and everything, and so
yeah, it's like the entire year finally catches up to you in
yeah.
like 1 week
and you're like what the bro? What's going on? So yeah, December was crazy, and then right after that we all got COVID.
We love COVID for us.
Gracie, Sully, my mom and I did not have it bad. Holly and my father, on the other hand, were dying. Struggled. It was
awful for them.
They had actual symptoms.
Yeah.
We did not.
Emma and I were like, owie, my throat. And then we were like, fine.
I laid on the couch for 3 days straight.
Exactly. Yeah, that's not something
and
Holly
can do. And if
anyone
knows me at all, that is not characteristic of my human.
No, it's not. And,
and then I couldn't eat or smell or taste anything. That sucked.
Yeah. And then you coughed a lot.
Yeah,
she had major chest pain.
Mm-hmm.
But so her and dad both really had it not great, but
dad had it really bad.
We all recovered really well. I think we're all basically recovered fully, which is good. Praise the Lord. But we had that, and so we were quarantined for about 2 weeks, which sucked.
Yeah,
but
that sucked.
Yeah, people were sickly, and so we were just trying to figure out things and dealing with all that fun stuff. Right after that, we were just really busy. We were just crazy, right?
I don't even remember.
Yeah,
with like work schedules and things
Yeah, you guys have work.
School.
You work so much.
Oh, my work schedule changed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For like a couple weeks.
And it's hard because sometimes the days that Holly has off, I don't. Or I have things going on the day that Holly doesn't. And like she is my main person on the podcast. And so it's like, it's a lot. And so we are crazy busy. And then February hits and literally, I mean, obviously, this snowstorm has hindered a lot of the things, but when I was planning my February, I had something for every single day of this month. I still do for the remainder of this month. And so, literally, jam-packed with stuff.
Yeah, February's been a month.
It's been a month, and then we had family in town, and they got stuck here for an extra day, and so this snowstorm has been both, I think, really good and also really irritating at the same time.
It
was absolutely gorgeous to look out and see the snow falling, but, you know, hindered a lot of plans, but also it's been really good to just rest and incredibly busy. So that's one of the things that has hindered us from being able to record the podcast. And so we're hoping to find a good, consistent schedule. We may have to play out a bunch of things and figuring out the future of this podcast, which we'll talk about later in this episode. But things that the Lord has been teaching us, that's been a lot of things. Oh my gosh. Mm. There's a lot of things that have happened since we really were recording the podcast. God's been doing a lot of healing.
Yeah.
A lot of healing. A lot of restoration. He's been speaking very loudly, I think, as well.
I've been, like, yelling.
Bruh, he's been, like, he's been, like, yelling bruh. Full on, like, bro, what you doing?
Listen, Linda. That's what Jesus is doing to me.
And
except he doesn't call me Linda.
No.
Maybe.
And even recently, Holly and I have been kind of doing a fast. God has been speaking a lot.
All the whales came true.
Obviously, we won't go into major detail, but Holly and I both went into it kind of praying over career paths for both of us about separate things. We both kind of are feeling led to go in different directions, like with the giftings we've been given and things. But the Lord has been speaking very loudly. I'll let you explain with discretion what he's been doing with your fast. You can say as much as you want to say.
Yeah, I can't really go into a whole lot of details quite yet, but I asked the Lord for something, and he said, okay, here you go, and some crazy doors have been opened to me over the past, like, 2 weeks,
yeah.
I think, a very short period of time. It was like we started the fast, and I was like, all right, God, this is what I'm asking for, like, either make it evident or just don't answer. Mm-hmm. And then, like, 2 days later, he was, like, yelling at me. And was like, here, let me drop this in your lap. And I'm like, okay, well, guess this is the direction I'm going to go. So, we shall know more probably next week.
Yeah.
Fingers crossed.
It's exciting.
Which is super exciting, and I really hope that it works out. And yeah. I will cry tears of joy for probably 10 days straight if it does. So
both
of you need to be prepared for that.
Yeah, so for me, the Lord hasn't necessarily, like, spoken, okay, here are the steps that you need to take for this specific career path. I don't think he's really shown me that. The fast technically ends on Sunday. The Sunday's our last day. And so he hasn't been like, hey, here are the steps you need to take to get to this point. But I think that he has confirmed a lot.
Yeah.
He's been, like, kind of a lot of things that I feel like I was very up in the air about, especially about my career path. And I can go into a little bit more detail about me being a speaker and an author and a pastor of some sort. I felt like I was very flimsy and not confident in, like, that idea at all. And I feel like over this fast, he has made it very apparent, like, no, this is what you're supposed to do. But he hasn't necessarily been like, hey, you're going to take X, Y, and Z steps to get there. I've been able to meet with one of my favorite people in the world, which is so cool. And she poured into me a lot and kind of opened the door to meet with another person that's also as equally awesome that I get to meet with in like 2 weeks. So I'm really excited. It's just, you know, like getting there and being patient in getting there and just trusting each day instead of trying to get ahead 18 steps and being like, okay, I want to be at this point. Because I'm a planner, that's a thing. Kind of the thing the Lord has been speaking to me a little bit about this podcast, because I've been praying a lot about it, and he's confirmed that this needs to keep going, because I wasn't sure this was a project that needed to stop, and didn't really know the direction with this podcast. The Lord kind of confirmed it by having a few of you guys reach out to me and just really say how encouraged you are by the podcast, and when is the next episode coming out, and things like that, that I don't think I realized how meaningful this was to others, and the biggest, I think, struggle I had with it that was also, I think, an underlying excuse as to why I stepped away for a little bit was because I was really, really focused on the numbers. And, you know, like, this podcast is great and awesome, and the Lord has done growth, but it's not, like, a huge, giant podcast at this point. You know, we have maybe an average of, like, 40, 50 listeners each week. But I was so focused in, like, the grand scheme of, like, thousands of, you know, whatever. Because, you know, I have my TikTok account, which has a number of followers on it. I have my Instagram, which has a little bit, my blog. And so I was like, okay, why isn't this growing as fast as those accounts have grown? And the Lord kind of humbled me and was like, why are you making this about the numbers? And why are you not making it about me? And I was like, dang, oof. And so
I'm roasted.
And so, you know, I'm trying to take a very different approach with this podcast going back into this season and doing it more of like, okay, Lord, where are you leading me rather than what's going to get the most listens or views or what will get our Instagram the most followers. And so honestly going to take it week by week. I really don't feel like I'm and we are supposed to stick to a very set series or certain topic for a few weeks. I think it's going to just be let's play it week by week, and the more authentic I think it is, I think the better it will be and the more glory the Lord will get. And I just want to say thank you to everyone who has supported us through this and supported the podcast up to this point and have reached out and said, hey, this episode really spoke to me, and hey, these things really spoke to me. I appreciate that so much. And so just want to say thank you to you guys. And I'm not really sure how consistent this schedule will be. I'm not really sure what we're going to start doing. I don't know anything other than I want to get more guests on here, and I want to be more open and vulnerable with what we're talking about. And so I'm very excited for the next steps in this podcast. I think it's going to be great. And if it's one listener, if it's 0 listeners, if it's 100 listeners, I trust the Lord's going to be glorified through this no matter what. So I'm really excited for the future. I have a few ideas of some people I want to get on here, people that I'm close to, people I'm not close to, and I think it's going to be really amazing what comes out of this podcast. Do y'all agree?
I'm excited. Yes. I like the podcast. It's fun.
Mm-hmm. I like it.
I miss it.
I know. It's really fun. So we're going to get back doing it. It'll probably, what I'm thinking of doing right now, and this is super loose, is just maybe having us record sometime throughout the week and uploading a new episode every single Friday. Fridays are work days usually for me anyways, and so that's when I usually do most of my schoolwork and write for my blog and other things like that. And so it'll probably look something like that. Don't really know. Not 100% sure, but the podcast is back.
Yeah, baby.
Anything else you guys would like to add?
No.
Okay. Well, I'm Emma.
I'm Holly.
I'm Gracie.
And we'll catch you on the flippity flop.